Following intense criticism, Vermont State College's System Chancellor Jeb Spaulding announced this morning that he is withdrawing system reconfiguration recommendations he made to the Board of Trustees on Friday. Joining us to discuss these developments is WAMC's North Country Bureau Chief Pat Bradley. Pat, can you first give us a sense of what this proposal was and the reasoning for it?
Jim, the chancellor's proposal called for closing Northern Vermont University and consolidating its programs into Castleton University by the end of this summer. Northern Vermont University was formed only 2 years ago by consolidating Johnson and Linden State Colleges, so that in part was controversial back then. The state colleges system also includes the Vermont Technical College, and the proposal included closing the Randolph Center campus and consolidating that at its Williston campus. It also called for restructuring and downsizing the chancellor's office. Now, the chancellor pointed to a projected loss of enrollment, which many small colleges are experiencing, that has now been exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic. But due to refunds and other unexpected expenses, the system expects a deficit between $7 and $10 million that would lead to insolvency by June.
And so what was the response to Chancellor Spaulding's plan?
Massive criticism, Jim. In part because he released it Friday, and apparently he had not consulted with campus community or any legislative leaders. Some people questioned an apparent lack of transparency in crafting the plan. Others are concerned that the closures target Vermont's Northeast Kingdom. The campuses are in an area where there are few higher education options, and there's also in that area a need for economic development opportunities, and many of the students who go to those campuses tend to stay in that area. Others have pointed out that the system has been struggling for years, and they criticize both the chancellor and the board for not being clear with legislators about the depth of the problem. But then again, some are also criticizing legislators for not putting higher education funding as a priority. Now, the Vermont State College's Board of Trustees held two meetings this week, one on Monday, which was a marathon meeting where they first heard the chancellor's plan and then took over 4 hours of public comment, and then a second one last night. Then this morning, Chancellor Jeb Spaulding withdrew his plan.
And now that the recommendations have been withdrawn, what are the next steps?
Well, it's apparently gotten the attention of state officials. Some legislators are looking into the possibility of what is called bridge funding, which would help the system get through the immediate crisis. The CARES Act also has some higher education funding, but at this point, no one seems to have a clear idea how much, if any, money can or will go to that system. So people are looking into that. While there is right now no plan to close the campuses this fall, Chancellor Spaulding said in this morning's release that, quote, the current configuration of the Vermont State Colleges is not sustainable, unquote. So this issue is not going to fade anytime soon. And it looks like he's going to back up and take a look at a revised plan. How long that takes, I don't know.
WAMC's North Country Bureau Chief Pat Bradley. Pat, as always, thank you.
Thank you.